This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ, welcome to the interview. What keeps you up at night? What runs through your mind as you're putting your head on the pillow to go to sleep? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. We're talking about interview questions.
Yeah, and how they're really not taught. You're kind of left as...
Like, that could be a whole quarter, semester class.
I think.
How to interview and win that job.
And then, like, the other half of the semester could be financial.
Yes.
Like, learning financial. What's a Roth?
What's a Roth IRA? To learn.
Boy, that would have been great.
So these questions, this is what kills me. Every question that you're looking up, you can also find the answer, the proper answer for on the internet. So it's kind of like, what's the point?
Because you may go in and not realize what you're saying is wrong. Why would you search for something if you didn't realize you were doing it wrong, Billy?
Interview questions. How should I answer them? Google.
Okay. Never go in and go, how much does this pay? I'm sorry, how much does this pay?
Well, I think there's a new law in New York that they have to requirement now. Because for a long time, they didn't.
Right. And this is, you can get the answer without sounding like you care more about the pay than the role itself, right? So you say, I'm excited about this. I'd love to understand the comp range to ensure it fits my expectations.
I would love to be able to eat and own a car and maybe put gas in it every now and then. Like, those questions are so goofy.
They are. I know. And don't ever say that you're underqualified either. Like, I don't know if I'm fully qualified for that part of the role. Don't ever do that. Don't undercut yourself.
There's a texter here that says, I hate interviewing. So happy I have a job. I hate the question, what is your weakness? I responded with, I'm a perfectionist.
It does say, don't actually say your weakness. Say you've been working on. So don't say like, oh my God, I'm so unorganized. Say, I've been working on my organizational skills. That's really, that's where I'm hoping to excel a little bit more when you give me this job.
What's your biggest weakness? Well, I like to snack a lot while I'm at work. My God, Hope, you are so bougie. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd, TJ. Hope, what is this list that you found?
I found a list of 60 bougie things under $25 your friends will be jealous of. First of all, do you both know what bougie means?
Yes.
Fancy. You fancy.
Comes from bourgeoisie from France. Anyways.
She just said it wrong. Bourgeoisie.
I was like, this isn't right.
How do you say it?
That's not coming out right.
Wait, how do you say it?
Bourgeois. What is it? Bourgeoisie or something?
I thought it was bourgeoisie.
Bourgeoisie just doesn't even sound French at all. It sounds like upstate New York.
Bourgeoisie.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I honestly have no opinion because I don't know. Not even vaguely.
Anyways, I found some bougie things. I'm wondering if you guys think I need them. glitter air vents.
Yes.
So they're little clip-ons to put in my car. Yes. They're like heart-shaped.
Glitter. It's got the word glitter in it, so yes.
Okay.
They have faux fur console covers for like the armrest in your car.
Oh, good
you get
Lord.
A little like fur moment. Maybe I'll like get some fuzzy dice put with it that match.
Because real fur would be cruel.
Yes. You're not a fuzzy dice person either.
A faux fur.
And then this one, tumbler lid storage, because, you know, you can't just put it on your cup and then put it in the cupboard when you take it out of the dishwasher. It's got to have its own rack to store the
lids.
Wait,
it's just the lids, not the whole cup?
It's just the lids. It's like, have you seen those arms that you can put on your cabinet to hang your paper towels?
Yes.
It looks like that, but it's just for your coffee lids and water bottle lids.
See, my problem is these things, this doesn't fit in my cabinet drawers.
Would it fit if you took the lid off?
No. It's still too tall.
Yeah, so yours are laying down right now?
Maybe, like we had for a while, I wonder what happened to that. We had for a while a plastic thing that you could take like a 12-pack of soda and put it on this rack. So when you pulled one out of the front, right, almost like a vending machine, the rest would, they would slide down. Like maybe they need to make one of those for the cups. Did I just create something?
I don't know, but it would be way bougier than what was ever on that list. It sounds like Five Below threw up on her list there.
100%.
It's like you got air vent sparklies, and I don't know if that's bougie. I don't know that I would say it was bougie.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Of the 60 things, I do have a couple of things that are already on this list.
Of course you do. I have something. Now, what's the price range on this? What is the max?
Under $25.
So there's something on the TikTok that I want to buy that's $29.99. Can we talk about that?
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that next. This is going to go right to her head. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, I'm Billy Hope.
Say it again.
Bourgeoisie.
See, that's not right. It's bourgeoisie.
We were talking about 60 bougie things you can buy for under $25. And bougie comes from bourgeoisie.
It's not burr. It's bourgeoisie.
Okay, well, this texter said, TJ, I had 5 years of French in school and Hope is pronouncing bourgeoisie correctly. Boom! Mic drop!
I think it's bourgeoisie.
I'm with TJ.
Don't you think?
I didn't take any French.
Who in this room took French? I was a French tutor.
Oh, bonjour.
What does that mean? I took
apparently
French.
That I can pronounce it correctly.
I took French. My French name was Dominique. Bourgeoisie.
Ooh, mine was Lucie.
Dominique.
Bonjour, Lucie. Comment allez-vous?
Comme ci, comme ça.
I think I just said, how are you? At least I hope I did. So you have this list of things that are bougie, and I have something that, now your list was $25 and under.
Yes.
This is $29.99. Can we put this on the list?
I mean, under 30, I think is still reasonable.
So I'm scrolling through the TikTok, as the kids do. And
is this for your pickup truck camp?
No. Oh. No, this is for the bedroom.
Okay.
So.
Oh, God.
Are we at the planetarium?
Yes, actually we are. So I already have one of those space projectors. That puts like colored lights with little dots that kind of move like the sky.
In your bedroom?
In the bedroom.
You have a space projector.
In the bedroom.
Projects space onto your ceiling.
But I need this projector from the TikTok.
Okay.
The projector on the TikTok, it's like the size of a coffee can. And I know they're just serving it up to me because I watch it every time it comes up in my feed. It's $29.95. It's a video projector. It's got your YouTube built in. It's got your Netflix built in.
So you can watch TV on the ceiling?
Well, you could, but I want to have it with like a space video up on the ceiling. So when you're laying in bed looking up and you're like, oh man, there's the moon and there's Saturn over there. And that's what I want it for.
But you just said you already have a space projector.
It's not the same.
You need two space projectors for your bedroom?
My son had a pillow that when you touched it when he was 5.
It would light up?
It would light up and project stars onto the ceiling. Is that kind of what you got going on in your bedroom? I mean, this all sounds super romantic too for Val.
I feel like
your
I'm
wife
being judged.
Is so lucky.
Okay, we're going to go to a break because I'm calling HR. All right, this radio show is getting in the way of us eating. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, WBEE, TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. Our good friend Dan Mason is in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
It's great to be back, guys. Another season.
Here we go.
When I see your smiling face walk through the door, Dan, I say, okay, spring has officially sprung.
It's here.
Sometimes people look for the daffodils. Not me. I look for the Dan Mason. And now I know it's officially spring and baseball season.
It's here. Yeah, we're ready to roll.
What do we got coming up?
Tonight at 6:05, the Wings are home. We continue our opening week. Tomorrow, the season debut of Bruce the Bat Dog.
Yay! Bruce!
So
he's
Bruce
such
is
a
back.
Good boy.
Oh, he's such a good boy. He's coming over to practice today, actually, and our whole office is very, very excited about that.
To so, give the love.
Weather-wise, tonight looks great.
Tonight looks great.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think right now it's going to rain in the morning, which is fine.
Yep.
Tarp will be on. Excuse me. And then we're supposed to play at 105. So should be good to go.
Nice.
For Bruce's debut. And then Sunday, game time 105. Kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
So all right.
Dan always comes in with food.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie. When you guys are cooking whatever you're cooking over there, the whole neighborhood just smells amazing. We're right across the street from the stadium. So tell us about some of the new stuff that you guys have this
today.
Year.
I brought braised beef with Chipotle barbecue sauce.
Look at that.
Check
it's
it out.
So
good. You've already eaten yours?
Smells so good.
Please.
Wait, it's gone already? When did you have time to eat that? He literally walked in the room.
Yeah.
How delicious is that?
She just downed that.
Listen, you want to keep me from food that Dan Mason brought in? The smell? I was like, I'm going to like hold out for a second. The smell was so good, I couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
You got to try it.
Can it's we get down to the important stuff? When is Star Wars night?
Star Wars night is going to be... The date escapes me, but I believe it's sometime in late June. Yes.
All right. Just making sure you got all the bases covered.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars night will be back.
Hey-o.
Fireworks every Friday and Saturday starting May 16th.
All right.
Kids can run the bases every Sunday. We're going to do jersey giveaways every Wednesday this year, every Wednesday night, I should say. Every Tuesday is going to be half-price tickets. Every Thursday night, we're going to be playing as the plates with a happy hour with $2 beers.
Love
again.
That.
So all kinds of great fun at the
and
ballpark.
And we have a clean sweep coming up as well.
Clean sweep coming up on Saturday, May 3rd. So you come down to the ballpark at 8 o'clock in the morning, you get free breakfast. Then you go out and you do a little clean up the city, take pride in the city we love. And then you come back, you get a free ticket to the game. You get a free hot dog and a free Coke.
What That's what be my dad. Nice. My dad always wants to make sure he's back for the clean sweep so he can get his free breakfast.
Free hot dog. Yeah. I have a.
I'm telling you, it's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Since I slid into the morning drive here, I have a new appreciation for the matinee games. You know, what time are those? Like 1?
1:05, yeah.
Because I always used to think, who can go to these games? Are people playing hooky? Like, are they cutting out of work early? And now I understand if, like, you work a weird shift, like an overnight shift, or maybe a C shift, it's perfect timing. So
absolutely.
The matinee games, I've already got them on my calendar. So.
Well, for you guys, it's great.
Oh, it's awesome.
Just walk across the street.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can always tell when it's happening because the smell of hot dogs is in the air.
It's so
radiating
good.
Through High Falls.
Yeah.
So where do folks get the tickets?
Go to redwingsbaseball.com or give us a buzz at 423-WING.
All right. You are always welcome here, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be back for another season of Red Wings Baseball.